I begin with a question. What makes you happy? Well, you can't all answer, so I'll supply some things from my own perspective. What makes me happy? Well, the things that make me happy are often very simple things. Sunshine? Smiles? Food? Life going well? Smoothly? Good company? Laughter? Children around? Shared times with family? The list could go on and on. Actually, it's pretty easy to make me happy. I mean, there are a whole variety of things in life that contribute to my happiness and to yours. Many of these are sort of things we just find as part of our ordinary everyday experience, but they bring happiness into our lives. Now, it's important at this point that we make a little distinction. And the distinction I have in mind is the distinction between what makes us happy and what gives us joy. Now, oftentimes, I suppose, we may interchange those words, but if we are thinking about how the scriptures present joy to us, it's not in those little things that make us happy day by day. It's something deeper than that, and that's often confusing, sometimes for us, and often confusing for the world around us. Because there is a distinction between the superficial things that are happiness and the deep and lasting and eternal things that are joy. And unfortunately, of course, people sometimes become absorbed in looking for joy in happy things. And the problem with that is that the happy things disappear. They're there for the moment. They're usually related to the physical world around us. And while they may be delightful to us, they aren't permanent. And they're quickly forgotten when they disappear and life's trials appear. And so it's good that in this season, when we think about the joy of Christ, that we make a distinction between joy and simply happiness. Because when the scriptures refer to the joy that is ours in Christ, they're referring to things much deeper than just those things that are on the surface of life. And it's important for the world to understand that, so that the world can appreciate what we're talking about when we speak of joy in Christ. And so that they may perhaps reflect upon what moves them most. So that life will not be seen to be satisfactory with just happiness, but that there will be a genuine quest for joy. Now, it's true that the things that make us happy may contribute to our joy, but the other side of it is they're never a satisfactory replacement for it. I mean, our lives would be much starker and more difficult if our lives did not include the happy occasions and events and patterns and incidents in our lives. And yet, those happy things need something deeper and don't really substitute or aren't a replacement for what the scriptures speak of when they speak of joy. And so that our celebration of God's gift in Jesus Christ might not become superficial, we look beyond the happy to that which brings true joy. Joy is about the forever things. And joy is forever. I opened the service with a call to worship from John 15, in which Jesus expressed to his disciples the desire that his joy might be in them, and that they might, their joy might be complete. And that's what we celebrate, is it not? Of course we understand that when we talk about these aspects of Advent, the hope, peace, joy, and love, that they're things that, in a way, all belong together, even though we may talk about them separately, because it's not a matter of experiencing one of those things, but of seeing the way and appreciating the way in which they come together to transform our lives as a consequence of God's gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Man, joy is this, this state that is there even when we're not happy. Joy is this sense of the presence of God with us, even when we're facing challenges in life we'd prefer not to bother with or have to deal with. And so it is important for us to tease out that distinction and to celebrate it. And yes, we rejoice in the happy things that God brings into our lives. We thank him for them. But we also understand that we need, we desire, our heart's yearning is for joy. That which is permanent, which brings us hope that nothing can take away, and that not even the absence of happiness can remove from us. Let me take you back to the passage that Paul read from Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. See, there's that joy concept again. When we talk about rejoicing, we're talking about focusing on the joy that God provides. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. And then two very telling things follow in Paul's declaration to the people in Philippi. One has to do with how they live as a consequence of this joy. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. And then Paul launches into that declaration, which is both challenging and reassuring. Those words. Paul says, do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That's what it is to live with joy, knowing that the Lord of all creation gives us access to his own presence in Jesus Christ, his Son. And life is different knowing that. And that challenge that we struggle with, do not worry about anything, has to fall into place because we know the Lord is there and he loves us and he's watching over us and he's providing. And of course, then Paul links this joy with peace and says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Friends, that's a word to bring us joy. And that's what it's all about. That's where the joy is. Centered in God's grace and in our relationship with God in Jesus Christ. And it's strong and firm and forever. And nothing and no one can take it from us. And yes, we are grateful for happy times, for smiles, for laughter, for sunshine, for food, for friends, for conversation. But we know in the final analysis that our joy rests in the Lord. And he will not abandon us. Joy is seeing God's promises fulfilled. And that, of course, is what our celebration of Advent and Christmas is all about. That the Lord, who assures his people of his presence, delivers and fulfills what was pledged and brings joy generation by generation to those who trust in him. And so, may your joy be strengthened as you celebrate Christmas again this year. May it be renewed and refreshed, because sometimes we have to confess our sense of joy slips somewhat away from us, even though it's not gone. It's just that we have not been conscious of it to the degree to which we should. And may this season of reminder draw us back into a renewed appreciation of the joy of the Lord. For in that we will then be richly blessed. Thanks be to God.